101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 721, 61 degrees, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert with all kinds of updates for us here this morning. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going for you today?
Well, it remains to be seen. The day is still very early, but don't expect any, you know, I'm not expecting any doom and gloom. It's a pretty nice day this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. No doom and gloom. All right, Jim, that's the way to kick things off here this morning. We like that.
Well, I tell you what, Jim has a lot on his plate on a normal basis, and here this interview, we have an overflow plate of sorts because we've got really three main topics of discussions to get through. I wanted to lead off with the Becker addition and ongoing work here to alleviate some drainage concerns that have been in that spot of Northwest Emporia for really there's been a several years' worth of discussion really in that area. And first off, Jim, before we get started here on kind of a status report on where things are, what's ahead, I wanted to kind of remind folks where we're talking about in Northwest Emporia for what's officially the Becker addition and the you know kind of the drainage issues that are in that part of town.
Sure, Chuck, and that's we call it Coronado Stream up there, which is a small tributary off of the Neosho, and it starts the project area starts there just on the east side of Prairie where Coronado intersects with it, and there's a box bridge that goes underneath Coronado, and from that it extends north and then wraps east back around towards the Neosho, and that's kind of the general area. It's north of I-35, but south of 30th Avenue.
This has been, as mentioned here, a problem for a while. Let's talk about some of the issues that have been in that spot. Obviously, the people in Northwest Emporia in that drainage basin, they know the problems very well. But for folks that haven't been paying attention, really, what are some of the issues that are facing them and really facing the city here as discussions and plans continue to evolve?
Well, there's numerous issues. Between some of the backyard franchise utilities, some of our utilities, and then the big culprit here is just bank erosion embankment there, and with the stormwater flows that go through that area, it's over time has been creating a number of bank erosion issues. And there's utilities exposed. There's Westar has been out there a couple of times and had to brace up their power poles. And our utilities, we're keeping an eye on them, the backyard with sanitary sewer. And there's telecommunication back in there, and then with the bank erosion, it's you know, we're looking at loss of property issues and some other things as well, coupled with that.
So, what is the scope of this project? What's the plan, Jim?
So, the scope of the project would be just we've hired a consulting engineer, BG Consultants, to help us with this, and to go through and navigate through the permitting process with the Army Corps of Engineers. This particular stream, the Coronado Stream there, tributary off of the Neosho, it falls, it's been in and out, and it's back in what's considered waters of the United States. And while it's in the waters of the United States, the Army Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction over those waters. So you have to go through a permitting process to be able to do any kind of improvements. And those, I want to say about September of 2020, the rules changed at the federal level. And so we went through a period where we started the program back up because it, or the project back up because it, we were seeing that they, we had some daylight in which we could proceed on it, but it looks like, we're going to have to go back through a little bit more lengthy permitting process. And, with the Army Corps of Engineers, we've started that process. We've had some conversations with their El Dorado office, and I'm sitting here looking at, right here on my desk, their flow chart for how you get a permit from them. And anybody that knows the military knows that they really like their acronyms. So there's SPGPs, NWPs, IPs, LEDPA, LEDPAs, PIRs, but I say that tongue in cheek here. There's a number. There's about three different permits that we could be looking at, whether we qualify on this project for a nationwide permit, a state program, a general permit, an individual permit on the project. Some of the other things that we have to look at is involving the Endangered Species Act, so aquatic impact. So it's, there's a number of things that are, that have to be looked at and have to be measured, evaluated as we go through the process. And so we're right in the middle of that. And probably what brought this back on your guys' radar is the fact that we had issued a media release that just let the public know that those properties along there that our consultant was going to be back out in the backyards doing some field survey along their backyards starting this week for a few weeks, getting a little bit more information.
Right.
Well, it sounds like that's a truckload of red tape that you have to deal with there. This is something that you just can't dive into. And I'm sure, Jim, once you get through all the acronyms that you were talking about, that will then determine, I guess, what you can and cannot do. Is that right?
It does, Ron. You're absolutely correct. You know, we've got two to three alternatives of what we think we can do, and it may be one, it may be a combination of a couple of them, and so as we go through this, we'll put together a preliminary design. It'll have hydraulics. And with that, it'll have some of the environmental impacts, and then we've got to submit it, and then hopefully we can have a dialogue and exchange with the Corps of Engineers that is real meaningful, and they can, you know, point us down a path of things that they think that they can approve on the types of improvements, you know, and those improvements are going to be closed conduit, pipe, paved bottom, and then more natural improvements, kind of the riparian stuff with more plantings and things like that. Each one of those has its pluses and minuses, and each one of them comes with their individual costs. So that's all the things that we're going to be evaluating as we go through the project.
Jim, it sounds like you have a tentative game plan in place, and, you know, we've had, as far as I can remember, at least 4 to 5 years of conversations at city commission meetings on this topic, if not quite a bit longer than that. But, you know, the fact that you still have a lot of time and really effort now to work through at the state and specifically the national levels, is this just kind of generally part of the process with the scope of a project like this? The fact that you've had a presidential administration change on top of that, or is this a little bit slower process than normal given the nature of what you're dealing with?
Well, when you have a, I'll call it environmentally sensitive area, which WOTUS falls under, these types of projects take a little bit longer because you do, there is more red tape. There's, you have to jump through more hoops, or you have to, your permitting is more lengthy. So, I think we have a game plan, and we know what we need to, the conversations that we need to have. And so now it's gathering a little bit more additional data in the field, which is what we're planning on doing right at this time. And then we'll present some preliminary designs, or a preliminary design, and start the conversation further with the Corps of Engineers and see where we go.
In talking with City Engineer Jim Hubert on our Primetime Newsmaker, it is 7:31, beautiful morning out there, sunshine and 61 degrees. Well, Jim, is there light at the end of the water line? I speak of the water line projects on 12th and 6th. Please give us an update. Where are we at on 6th right now?
Sure. So the main line, the 8-inch line is out in center line is constructed. It's in from Woodland all the way to Lincoln. That was the first phase. The contractor rolled down to phase two, which was all of the intersections extending on the south side of the project. Again, and this was from Funston to over to Lincoln. They're now currently on the north leg intersections, and they have Woodland completed. They have Sunny Slope completed with pavement. The concrete pavement should be going back today, and that leaves them with four intersections to complete still. They're sitting over there with crews over on Sherman today. They'll be working on that. That'll leave them Sherman, Wilson, Garfield, and Lincoln Street to complete still on the project. After they get those intersections connected, then they'll go through and they'll have to do their pressure testing and on the pipe and their water quality or bacteria testing. And then put the whole thing back into service once we're at that point.
Jim, I wanted to ask you here too, because obviously this has been ongoing for quite some time, and there was a conversation about the contractor and deadlines getting that done, specifically from an incentive slash what sounded like a penalty phase in a news release here a couple of weeks back. How are things sitting here with the contractor days and that particular side of this whole construction process?
Yeah, good question. So they've obviously, we had a June 17th substantial completion date. We're past that. And so, we've had ongoing conversations with them. We tried to introduce some incentive clauses to kind of help that business corridor along back a month, 2 months prior. But what's kind of what's plaguing them right now, I think, and it's plaguing everybody in the country from a workforce standpoint is lack of labor, lack of qualified labor that they're struggling like a lot of people are when the area unemployment around here is hovering at less than 3%. They're having difficulty getting good people out there to help them, and we recognize that, but so we'll continue having conversations with them, and I know they're gonna ask for some concessions. It'll be part of our negotiation as we go, and wrap up the contract. But we had established a date on this project because we identified this underground utility having a number of repairs in the recent past, and we wanted to get it upgraded prior to our KDOT C-CLIP project, which bids here in a few weeks. That will happen from Prairie to Neosho, which is a mill and overlay project. And we tend to try to time our infrastructure improvements so that we're doing underground utility projects prior to paving over the top. That kind of makes us look bad if we're doing those in reverse order.
So what is the what's the deadline date, Jim?
So as far as them getting done, they've got, like I said, they've got four intersections to do, and right now they're completing those on a 2 to 3 day per intersection rate, and then they've got to go through and do their pressure testing and water quality testing. So, you know, they're still looking at a number of weeks to get the project completed.
All right, so by the end of this month, could be?
I guess
July, not this month, but I guess July is going to be here.
I would like to say that if we have this conversation again, I'll be telling you that they'll be done at the end of July, yes.
All right, well, what about 12th, Jim? Where are we at on the waterline project there?
So on 12th Avenue, they're on the Chestnut intersection of 12th Avenue at this time. They should be wrapping that up here very soon. They have to do the north side of Chestnut intersection, which is kind of an offset intersection there at 12th Avenue, and make that connection to the waterline that extends up to 15th Avenue. In addition to that, we've got connections to Emporia Place and Bethel Baptist that are going to have to finish up as well. So they've got probably about the same, probably a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, I'll say it, just, you know, on the safe side is to wrap up their stuff and have 12th Avenue completed and back up and running. Their project, though, does have the water line itself pressure tested, and water quality portion of it has already been completed.
Have they been pretty much on schedule, or is this a little late?
This is the whole project was pushed back due to supply chain issues. But as far as their contract, they're falling within their work days on the project.
Are we still looking at a full blown intersection closure, 12th and Chestnut, here within the next week, 2 weeks?
That is the possibility. I think we'll see how they can phase it, but that's a very good possibility. Yes,
and
we'll get out the. As soon as we know here, probably within the next few days, we'll get out the media notice on that, if it is.
And last question here for you, and we're running out of time, so we can't spend a ton of time on this, but street rehab, that was announced here a couple of weeks back. Where do we stand in that particular process with, what, I think close to 20 different parts of town that are going to see some rehab work?
Sure. So the contractor started doing a little bit of saw cutting on 9th Avenue, and their subcontractor that will actually do tear out and put back probably won't get started for, I think, probably another couple of weeks is what it looks like on their schedule. But as soon as they get in, it'll take off. Yeah, you're right, Chuck. It's, you know, we've got 9th Avenue. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 or 12 segments. And then it looks like we got a little bit of money back that Team Grant and our street guys are telling us that they're not going to do chip seal this year. So I think we're going to take a little bit of that money back and apply it into the street rehab project and do a couple of the add alternate streets that we didn't fund initially. So we're going to add in a couple more. On the list is 15th Avenue, Oaks Drive out by Cargill, and Wilson Street from 3rd to 6th. And we're trying to evaluate which one of those that we can do.
Great updates as always, Jim. We appreciate your time. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim.
Ron, Chuck, thank you very, very much. Appreciate the time to talk about our infrastructure project.
Yeah, nicely done. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks,
yeah,
you too.
Yeah, Emporia City Engineer Jim Ubert with a project update, and he could have kept going for a while, too.
It's like,
a lot going on.
Boy, a lot going on, a lot overlapping, and we'll have stories coming up here this week on KVUE and KVUE.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker, and I can tell you that this week's Newsmaker slot, 720, is full the rest of the week. But tomorrow we'll have 4th of July fireworks pyrotechnician Bernie Toso talking about that 3rd of July fireworks show at ESU.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:39, sunshine, 62 degrees, weather next.
What's hotter than a 4th of July sale? Geon Showcase. Pre-4th of July sale. That's what.